525.
525. We're here at the railroad, looking at a driveway.
Yeah. The only way that he's going to get this now is he's going to have to fill back in more and bring this up. Because you can't see that knoll until he gets up.
Originally, when we laid this out,
he's got to have a little higher spot.
When we originally laid this out with him, he needed to come in as close as he could to this telephone pole.
Right.
So you could have the visibility.
So he can see.
To see.
So he either needs to raise this or get closer to that.
You can't raise that higher than the road. If you come down here and you see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see. Your truck's sitting here.
If you come here and you set square with this road,
you can't go much higher than the road.
You can't really see. Say you're sitting in your car, you can't really see anything.
Yeah.
So that's up to you guys if you want to accept it the way it is, or
he can go much taller here. Up there, he can go a little higher.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're saying. If he built this up,
this could go up and kind of level off right there.
Give him a spot.
Yeah, and then he could come up and just got to fill there and bring it around so it can be parallel with the road, right? And he can come in the driveway and then turn and go down through there.
Yeah, he can't come much higher here. He just needs to set that way a little bit.
Yeah,
but I think our permit requires you to come off parallel with the road.
Square with the road, anyway.
Yeah.
Square as you can.
Yeah. Ones like these, I know they're going to use these as examples because these were all put in prior to the permit stuff.
Oh, yeah. These have been in there for all these other ones.
He had to fill it. I don't know why he couldn't have moved it all down that way anyway and filled it all in more. Yeah. It doesn't look like this.
He's probably ought to shove it this way.
Either that, or move it down there.
That'd be a lot more work. Move it down there and be square.
No, but that would be your only options. Either come up here close to the telephone pole, like we talked about, or move it down there next to the line.
If all he does is just fill this in, so he can get up here and see.
But
give himself a flat spot.
But he needs to come out, and you don't have to. In order to do that, you pull up here with your car. You're gonna have to drive down here.
A little bit,
and then go over because he's already started it there. You're thinking,
I'm just not saying right here. Clear.
You wouldn't have to cut very hard here, yeah.
No, if you cut around, I'm just saying, come here and see what you think. You're standing in the road. Look, you can see a vehicle coming. You think?
Yeah.
See, I'm just saying, that wouldn't take a lot more fill. He'd come up.
He could take this and bring this over here.
Yeah.
Right here. Straight across right here. Yeah, then you can see.
Then he's not going to have that much because he can go like this and still come up and turn right to this.
I can't see
because
your truck.
The further he brings it, the better sight distance will be.
Right. He won't have to come very far to get up where you can see over that hump.
Yeah.
Well, this might be the easier.
Yeah, because then you can just bring that gravel this way.
Bring it, right in here. Right in here somewhere. Probably do it. Because I can't really see with all our cars. Oh, yeah.
I think it's
above that.
If you get down here, even look.
You're
going to be able to see the
car.
Well, no, if you're...
Well, you are.
Yeah, she more is.
But you get down where your car is sitting in the car.
Yeah, when you get
down,
if the car is sticking up, you'll be able to see it.
The car, you're going to be able to see anything coming. There's a little bit of a...
If he gets down here, 25, 30 feet.
Yeah.
Should be good. Better than there. He's right in the wrong spot there.
For one, he's not parallel with the road.
He needs to be straight.
Road. So if he takes that gravel, moves it down here.
Right here.
And then brings his driveway in here.
Yeah. So he's already got a stake there ready to be.
He could tie it in actually with that one down there.
Yeah, just kind of roll around the corner.
If he just comes in here, he's not going to be. It's still going to be pretty straight with him when he comes. Yeah. He'll be straight with the road when he gets up
down in there.
This is Tyler's of course.
Oh yeah.
I don't know who the land is. Landon Eddie's or is it his boy Tyler?
I don't know.
Anyways, that sounds like a reasonable.
Well, it's either that or up there, right? He's got to go one way.
Go this way.
Well, I think he's going to have a lot better thing, and he's still got his distance, right, Rick?
Oh, yeah, he's still good that way.
Well, he's got his distance a little bit that way. It's iffy on the distance. I mean, far as the sight distance, but we're going to have to work with him best we can.
35 here.
Yeah, he's supposed to have 385 feet.
So many feet per mile an hour.
11.
So.
But, I mean, I
That one works. That one works. If
he's like right here. Both of them work.
And cost wise, and what he's got, and he's got his dozer, an excavator. This is going to be, I think, his easiest move right here. And the least he isn't alike, I don't think, but at least you won't have to. I don't think he'll have to bring anything in.
No, you just move it, push it over.
Yeah, just bring that down,
back down in the hole.
It's not going to screw up the driveway. It will be still, and it won't be any steeper than it is there. I think it's going to be less steep.
Be less steep.
It isn't going to be as steep going down through there.
I'd actually bring this right up and make it kind of a flat spot to sit on.
It's got to be. It's supposed to be
12 feet. Supposed to be no more than 9 inches
drop. Yeah.
Well, you can do 9 inches down, so it's fairly level. Or if you're coming down the hill, you got to drop 9 inches so the water don't run in.
Right. You got to have a little.
So
when he comes up and goes like this, it'll work perfect. There's ditch and it'll all run right
down. Send him a letter, just tell him, get hold of me and we'll relocate the driveway down the hill a little bit to make it so that it's parallel with the road.
Hey,
perpendicular.
Square.
Okay, we're good for this one?
Yeah.
Okay, recording.
I don't know. This was put in. It was an old log laid in, and then they just had it there. And then they never got a permit. I don't think there was ever a permit for here, actual, for this log.
Right.
But.
That's the one that he asked
for. Yes.
Yeah. When we came up to look at it, this apron wasn't in here. This actually went right out here.
But he still doesn't have it up where we're supposed to be with the load.
That's where the original, I said, that you can't have two of them.
Yeah.
I guess it's my point about it. Pick this one. I mean, it's a little sketchy on the site assessment. All that grass. I don't know if he's pulling that gravel from the old driveway that Eddie had had in there from years ago to build this up. If I was going to pick one of these, I'd pick the one we're standing in, as opposed to that one. If I was building that driveway, I would have came right straight up, and I almost would have put it right in the middle between the two, because you're turning this way
to turn back up.
I mean, it's already here. If it wasn't here, yes, I agree. It wasn't here until last year when he put it in the permit.
Yeah, you probably need to... Drops a little harder than 9 inches there. Probably needs a little bit of
fill. Doesn't have his flat for sure. It's 12, supposed to be 12 feet, right? Or something like that, right?
12 feet.
Back and then lean back a little bit,
If he would have came right in right here, I would have raised him up that way. Then he would have more to that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is where, somewhere right in here is where he needed. This picks up enough so that you can see over the top of that brow.
Even if you just get here.
Huh?
Even if you just get where I am, you can all of a sudden start to see in that hole.
My thing is, if this was the driveway that was here, this is the one you should do.
Building quite a track down there.
Jesus, that is a big house.
I don't know. That's what we
need. Tiny house.
To me, this is the one that was here. I don't know if they had it. As far as I know, they didn't have it driveway before this. This is the one that Jeff Morn and Eddie put in years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff owned this lot originally.
That must have been.
So they'll have to see, to go back and do a little research to see.
If there's a...
I don't think they ever had a 911 number.
Probably nothing laid out. Yeah.
There's been no 911 numbers listed for this address yet.
See, you pull it here, even if the... We got Bill mowing grass right now.
Yeah.
That's mowed. You can see. Yeah. That's right, Harry was talking about you.
I'm not trying to go there right now.
We had it closed the other day when we were putting under drain in.
Yeah, I saw it.
Only during the day.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we opened it up at night, and then the next day we only had it just road work ahead. But we had dug across the road, so not a lot of room.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing. Thank you very much.
Ed, you too. Thank you.
This is Blair and William.
So he's the building the house?
Yeah, he's building quite a bit.
He's the one who bought that, as he built it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
This guy did, yeah.
But if you brought that up here, and then this way his driveway's coming out of there, it's a straight shot right into here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Or maybe up a little.
Yeah.
If he at least gets up this high.
He's got plenty of fill there now.
Yeah, plenty of dirt work.
Yeah.
As far as your sight distance, you don't have it, but this is the most safest spot because at least you can see there. If you get down there that little bit,
because
that goes like that, there's a there's
you
a
lose them in
spot.
That hole. Yeah.
It's just a,
If they were to file for one, you'd have to actually have it right top of that hill.
Right.
Yeah. You'd have to.
You had to get both. And that's going to be would be pressing.
Or you'd have to be. Or you'd have to be way down.
There. So you wouldn't have your sight distance from the other day.
Way. Run out the other way.
Yeah.
That's what you have to look
at. Well, once they straighten this up, it isn't going to really go because it's going to be actually the way their driveway is going down and meet the corner down there and be a straight shot.
That was my opinion of it. Right. Like if this grass is mowed on the side, you pull up here with a car and you can see if somebody's coming.
When he comes up and mows, it'd be all mowed.
And he started mowing last Friday.
I see him late. Lake Gully.
Yeah, I met him the other day. Sunday? Was it working Sunday?
No. Maybe he might have Saturday. I don't know.
Think he did. Maybe. It might have been Saturday.
Maybe he did Saturday. I know he mowed Friday.
Who knows? It could have been somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's...
I think he should use the... That's the original one. It was here.
Yeah, move it up the hill.
For one, you have to have... For one, our policy is one driveway, and that's what we should stay with one.
And then he'll just need to do it, seed then, take this one out, and that one will be...
And he can take that material that he's got here, and you can use it to fix this one here.
Yeah.
And like you said, see, that's straight. Off that corner, straight right up
turning
to here.
Right there, just come right straight out.
Because here, he's actually turning, dropping into a little hole, then trying to come out.
Yeah.
All right. Are we... Okay, recording.
Want to back it up 5 minutes so he can say his words he just said?
What's that?
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't get it. But anyways, I don't have to.
So it's just going to run down anyway because they don't have a ditch here anywhere. Or no cover.
No, he's run everything down to the roadway. There's no crown on that. I mean, like up there, he should be turning the water.
And
he's tried to put one in there.
He started to put a little bit of it. See it? There's a little water bar.
But I don't think this is
catching the road.
I don't think that's proper right there, what he did right there.
Well,
oh, gravel.
Does it look like, did he try to find me above there? Is that what he's trying to drive that?
That's what he's trying to do up there.
Right here.
You
want
to get up, walk up there?
Right here. Just looks like if we had talked about
bringing... pull off the side.
Looks like he's been up here mowing.
Yeah,
Bill mowed this one last week.
Yeah.
So it does look like he was doing what we talked about.
Put a berm. We did try to put that berm like we talked, looks like, and try to run it toward that culvert over there, another ditch.
I just felt like that part.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen? It's not just going to walk right down into that.
Yeah, well, anyway, you just... running down the ditch. You're going to run some water into the ditch. But look.
There's a greenhouse. It's a greenhouse.
There's another house up there. I can see the roof of it.
It's a greenhouse.
All right.
It'll go off that side.
At least just a run.
run here.
All right, you'll get all of this.
Yeah.
All the way to the road.
Right now, what this is, I think right here, this is going to go out and it's going to go, that at the bottom will
walk. Go a little bit more that way with the ditching. Is that a good idea? I mean, he's got a good plan here.
Yeah, it looks like it'll work. Because this up here is going to run off this side of the road. A lot. There'll be some run down there, but not a lot.
Just cut that just a whisker bit more here. He'd have it. It'll be coming right down.
Yeah, this will catch all that. And all,
yeah.
The house and all that. And then this road will run that.
Does he have a culvert right there or something?
I don't know. You got a house all propped up on sticks?
Yeah. It's a tiny house, I guess. Per what he told.
House.
Look at the garage.
Something happened to that. It's exciting to me.
That's kind of what I was just looking at. I said, that's how you know it good.
They put that together too tight. You know, hot.
No,
it
looks.
Usually what I see is that somebody's had their gas grill.
Right there.
What?
Get a culvert right there.
Oh, yeah?
When water's coming from there down into here.
Right, and you got this road tip that way, into there.
That swale go down that way, does it?
Yeah.
Comes down to here, and then it runs off right here.
Yeah, down into that golden quick drop off right
it'll
there.
It'll probably run right down through right here.
Yeah.
There's another culvert right over there.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you clean up that corner a little bit.
Probably like a 310 or a 410, something like Warren.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you clean that up a little bit. Smooth this out, you know.
Yeah. Next time we'll probably have to come up and put a ditch from here down that culvert.
Open that
there.
Ditch up a little bit.
So. There. I don't know where the power or where the property line is.
At least he's got the water.
He's got it headed in the right direction.
Yeah. We'll lead
just
very far before it'll run.
What we need to do is start down here and
get from that culvert clean from there. That's up to us.
But
to deal with that.
They had a phone in that district 40 years ago.
Nope. This was all done 2009 or 10.
Really?
That was all.
It's all full again.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Where do you think the sand goes?
Just like it.
Yeah, this road from here, from the town line, all the way up to almost Jake Ackerson, 2009 and 10, all the culverts were all replaced and de-bermed and ditched. Yeah. We paved it 2010.
Yeah. It looks like it's got a slight grade going gradually down to it anyway, down to that. Culvert right here. It looks like it starts coming gradually, so you'll be able to get
Last winter, the water was coming out of there, and it comes right out into the road.
That'll keep it. It won't.
And then it goes like that.
It won't get out in the road this time, but it'll be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in this part, even if you don't do anything to the ditch.
Oh, he's got a good start here now, and he's been doing quite a little bit on
he'll
it.
He'll know.
He's done a lot more since the last time. He's really improved it a lot.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing he needs to do is
just clean
it. He gets the rest of his berm and the best of this stuff he threw up on the bank so don't all wash back into his ditch as it rains.
Because
it's so dry now and it's silty. It's going to fill the ditch back. But he's got
that's what we were looking for.
He's got a nice swale there, I'll tell you, down through there now. I think that's...
Yeah, there won't be much water coming out of this driveway anymore.
What does in here, he's got it going now, so it's kind of going like this. Yeah. Once you get the ditch lined out through there.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, wow. Oh, he put a post thing up, too. A railing thing.
Yep.
Well, good for him.
Trying. He's trying.
Yep.
He's being over the top. Because turned all the water from up there down here.
Yep. But he put some nice stone in there.
Looks good.
Yeah. And he actually got it so it's kind of a little berm right there at the end so it's not right
he's
there.
Put a rock there. Yep. Turn it. Yep. Well, you put a check dam there and he's got a little check dam above it.
Yeah.
So he did what we asked him to do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
I mean, I can't say that it wouldn't get up to the road in here, but who knows what it does. You know, we have flooding everywhere, you know what I mean?
See, this road we went last year.